Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Conversations with Spirit with your host, Matthew J. In today's show, you can contact Matthew by calling 760-283-4611 or prefix 001-760-283-4611 or connect on Skype for free. And now, here's your host, Matthew J.
Hello and welcome again to Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. I am your host, Matthew James. I am a clairvoyant and medium, and I have been, well, effectively for my entire life, but professionally it's been since about my 20s, but it's been a long time, seemingly, since this show has been on air. I've had a bit of a break. This particular show is now only once a fortnight, just until really the clocks change, because it's such an early hour here in Canberra. It's just currently 6:05 in the morning. And with such a busy schedule that I have, it's a bit of a drain on the energy levels. So until the clocks change, it's just going to be once a fortnight, this show. So if you're listening to this show, hello and welcome. We do have some callers in the switchboard. We will be bringing you into the show in probably about 30 to 40 minutes once I've had a chat with my fantastic studio guest. Now, anybody who's interested in me and what I'm capable of doing, indeed what I do every day of the week, then go over to my my webpage, which is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. That's www.matthewjamesmedium.com. It's two T's in Matthew. I've got availability for Skype readings, phone readings, one-to-one readings, party bookings, mentoring, one-to-one mentoring, spiritual development. I can do this over Skype as well. I do distance training. I've also got a set of cards called the Light of Truth Oracle cards, which is completely my own design, completely my own artwork, my own concept. They are available on the website as well. I also have a blog, A Light in the Darkness, that can be accessed even via the web page. I also have a public figure page on Facebook, Matthew James Medium. So that's MJ Medium in the search engine on Facebook. Come on over, join our community, join in the conversations there. Now, I have a returning guest, a very good friend of mine, a very good medium. I'm going to introduce him very, very, very shortly. I just apologise that we have advertised that there was going to be Peter Frodsham on the show as well. Last minute, Peter was unable to actually come onto the show because there's been an unforeseen circumstance. Now, some of you are going to sort of sniggle and laugh and say, "Hey, clairvoyance." And they get befallen with the unforeseen circumstances. It's true. We're clairvoyants and we can't see everything. We can't know everything. It's physically impossible. So I'll have Peter on one of the forthcoming shows. I will get Peter back. Peter will come on to the show. I'm very eager to have Peter on the show because I know his work is very top class. The only mediums that I actually have on this show are the top class ones, the quality ones, the ones who can really deliver the goods on live radio. Now, one of my guests that comes on again and again and again, because he is top class and he delivers and he puts on a very good show here on Blog Talk Radio on Conversations with Spirit, is Chris Aldous. Hello and welcome back, Chris.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm not too bad. I should be saying good morning and good afternoon as well, shouldn't I?
Well, that's right, yeah, because a lot of our callers will be in the US and it will be anywhere from, I would imagine, about 4:30 up to what, about 7:30 or something like that in the evening, something like that.
Well, all these time zones, it's baffling.
I know. I've still not got my head around them. I mean, it's always the same, Chris, when I'm actually putting one of these, when I'm scheduling one of these shows, and you've got to use Michigan time, and I'm thinking, okay, what time is it in Michigan at the exact moment that I want to put the show on? And it is the most confusing thing.
Well, if I flew to you, I'd lose a day.
Well, yeah, and I'd gain a day, I think, if I came over to the UK. I think it's something like that. We go back in time, we do.
I know, eh? Time travelling.
I know, exactly. Exactly. So, I know it's been, oh, God, I can't even remember the last time you're on the show, but I know it's been a few weeks ago anyway, probably a month or so. So, in that time, have you been a busy bee as usual then?
I have. I've had a couple of weeks out because it was school holidays for my kids and that, so I had them for a week and I just refused to take any bookings for that week, and then they left me alone for a few days, and then you get pulled in by the gaffers asking, at work I get pulled in by bosses, can you do me a favour?
Oh, God.
What's going to happen?
You get that at work, do you?
I do. It's quite funny. It's my own fault. I did a load of readings because they were doing raising money for a children's charity. And I said, all right, I'll do readings for you. So I raised £180 for them. And I did loads of the staff, and I did, like, the HR and department and all sorts.
Oh, dear.
And since then, some of them avoid me. But words got round, so people tend to ask me questions, which I try to avoid when I'm working, but never mind, these things do happen.
I didn't have that luxury when I was in the UK. I had my job in the UK. I had a Methodist boss, and he was trying to be as disruptive as he can, and he was threatening me with all sorts. If I even uttered a single word, a word of blasphemy at work, so I didn't have that luxury, unfortunately.
Ah, well, that's just ignorance, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
people
but I did have one fellow employee or one person that I actually worked with who used to go to the same development group as me. So that did make it a little bit difficult.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, give you someone to talk to. Well,
very true. But it's what you talk about. It was the conversation all the time. What do you think about this? And do you think I should change this job? And what do you think? Why is this happening to me? And what do you think? My dad's watching me at work. And I'm, oh God, why do I open my big fat mouth?
Well, yeah. But I did a church service a few weeks ago, and spirit was there, and I just looked at the woman, and it's like, you're always concerned about your spiritual journey. Just live your life, because in the end of the day, that is your spiritual journey.
That's spot on. It is your spiritual journey. This is what people don't realise, that we're here on the earth plane as spirit in physical form, and whatever we do, whatever we experience, whatever happens in our life, is that journey.
Exactly. It's like, I remember I did discussion on healing and that, but you can't heal everybody. Some people, it's their journey in life to understand why they're ill.
Yeah, that's true as well. Very true. Words of wisdom. I can't handle this words of wisdom at this time of the morning, Chris. I mean, it's baffling me. It really is.
Get yourself another coffee and you'll be right.
Oh, I've got a caramel-flavoured one. No, for the listeners who are ignorant of that comment, then of course you will, because you weren't listening to our conversation in the green room. We've got one of these coffee machines where you put the little pods in, and I was just commenting to Chris about it. I'm living on caffeine at the minute because it is early in the morning. So where were we, Chris? Right, yeah, you need to let everybody know how they can get hold of you on Facebook or on the internet. What are your details?
Basically, if you just Google my name, Medium Chris Aldous, you should find me. I've got Facebook, obviously. I've got my promotion page on Facebook where I'll be doing public demonstrations and things like that. I have got a website as well, which you might find if you're unlucky. And I'm in yell.com in the UK.
And Aldous is obviously spent. Sorry.
Yeah. It's got the wrong address on it, because everybody who rings me up expects me to be living at my old address. But it's one of those things. I went to change it, and unless I put my full address on there, they won't change it. Okay. And I thought to myself, well, I don't want to put my full address on there. If somebody comes for a reading, I might go to their house, or if I think it's all right, I'll tell them my address and they can come to mine. But I don't want to publicly advertise it, because there's a lot of Fruit Loops out there.
There are a lot of Fruit Loops, that's right. And
you can get people stalking you, and it's not funny.
I know that one very well. I know it very well. And you can actually get people stalking you from another country as well. And actually turning up at your door. This has happened to me, Chris.
That's freaky, that.
I had someone, and I'm not going to mention any identity or anything. Not that the person will be listening, but probably about 12 months, I've been doing email readings and Skype readings for this particular person, and everything was fine. And then there was a little bit of a change in the person's manner, and suddenly they come into Canberra. And suddenly they come in for a bit of mentoring and reading and a little one expecting a little bit more. And suddenly they were at the front door. They'd got somebody to ring up and book a reading. And then they turned up at the door and they'd come all the way from Germany.
Wow.
So it is a real occurrence that you do get stalking. And it is one of the hazards of this particular work. Because I think what it is, Chris, it's the energy that we work with, isn't it? And it's the compassion that we put out and the caring that we put out.
It is. And you do get some very, very difficult situations to deal with. This is on the more serious side, because I have clients, and obviously I deal with people who've had people who have passed over through suicide. I also have people who have been feeling suicidal. I've had people who have been abused when they're children. And it's, unfortunately, I just think it's me, and I seem to really get some of the really hardcore stuff sometimes. But if I help people, well, that's what it's about, yeah? I never say I'm a professional shrink or psychiatrist. I always advise people, you need to find people who've been through similar and see how they've got over it and how they've dealt with it. And then, because part of the battle is to feel normal again when people have gone through such traumatic events in life.
That's very true. It's very true. And I mean, I know a lot of the work that I do, I sort of explain to clients, look, I have three or four different levels for my readings. I've got the entertainment side, where people just come in because it's a novelty value and they've never done it before. You then get the closure level, where people specifically want to hear from spirit and they want to talk to specific people. But you then also, I also get the counselling side, where you've got people who have gone through the traumas of relationship breakups. They've lost loved ones. They've had jobs that have gone wrong. They've had all the different traumas and they're struggling to come to terms with it. And a reading session actually turns out as a counselling session, and those have got different degrees as well. I mean, you go from the person who is quite receptive to the information that you're giving them, and they're able to self-help and self-heal, all the way down to the ones who are extremely suicidal. They should really be with a Samaritans, or they should be with some kind of professional counsellor. And people don't realise the degrees of these things that you actually deal with as a psychic, as a reader. And I know I put it on Facebook fairly recently, a question about this. I put a question up on the public figure page, and the number of people that didn't actually appreciate the depth of emotional stuff that we actually deal with as psychics, as clairvoyants,
yeah,
mediums. I know. Even.
I've had it a few times where I've had clients come to see me, and it's basically they've got months to live, but they come for the confirmation of the afterlife.
Yeah,
it's quite bizarre, but if it helps, it helps.
Well, that's right. That's yeah. Right.
I always say to a cynic, basically, it's up to you what you believe. But at the end of the day, even if there is nothing else, yeah, your last thought that's going to go through your head is, I'm going somewhere better.
That is correct. That is correct. Just a thought. You mentioned you've been dealing with ones who know that they've actually been passing. You haven't happened to have any of them come back, have you, and tell the tales of what it's like on the other side?
I haven't yet, but no doubt that'll happen at some point. And I'll have a lecture.
Well, I know that was a bit of a leading question, but I've got a couple of very spiritual-minded individuals who I knew on the Earth plane who have since passed. And believe me, when they come back and they come talking to me, the stories that they tell about the other side, it's absolute pandemonium over there at the minute, Chris.
Oh, I can believe it, but it's pandemonium here as well, isn't it?
Well, that's right. It is. It's yet it is the blissful state that we all anticipate or we visualise. But it's just like there's a merry band of healers and helpers. Let's put it this way: who have elected to be in a vibration that is very similar to the Earth plane, not with the killings and the murders and the traumas and the mortgages and all these. I don't mean that they're in a vibration like that. I don't want to put people off, but they're on a vibration that is currently very close to our own. And the amount of overlap between this world and that world at the moment is unbelievable. So there's going to be a large amount of people out there who think they're hearing voices, think they're deluded, think that there's imaginary things going on, without realizing that there is a merry band of spirits who have decided to pull the veils even closer together. That's the best way of putting it.
Yeah, I can believe that. And well, if you go back, us Well, spiritualism itself, it's not actually, what is it, 150-year-old or something?
Yes.
People argue what spiritualism is the oldest religion going, but then they're talking about shamanism and they're talking about the small tribal cultures and the communication with spirit there. Communication with spirit has always been, but as a belief and a more common accepted belief, spiritualism, it's new.
That's right. It is new, and I mean the whole concept of spiritualism actually began as an experiment. And I can't remember their names, but there were three sisters in the States, and it is a famous story that started communicating with someone in a house by a series of taps and bangs on the wall.
Yeah, the Fox sisters. But
that's
I don't
the
know
one,
the
Fox
story.
Sisters. I knew I could rely on you for a bit of wisdom at this time because it's evening for you and your brain's functioning right, Chris. But
it's not.
It's functioning better than mine is, put it that way. But it did. It began as an experiment, and then there was also a series of experiments as well to see if they could actually start identifying who was actually communicating with them. So this is where the concept of, I've got your grandfather here, I've got your grandmother here, I've got your mother here, I've got your father here. That is basically where that actually started. Because prior to that, the mediums were mediators, they were seers, they were communicators, and the communication was with the ancestors.
Yeah. Well, basically, it's the same thing, isn't it? But there has always been seers. And throughout history, all the greatest leaders in the world have seen them. I remember one, I can't remember his name, but there was an astrologer, and he was actually Hitler's astrologer.
Wow.
And he foretold that, basically, he would lose. And they hunted him down, and I can't remember if they killed him or he ended up going into hiding. But that's actual fact. Like, if you look it up, Hitler had his own astrologer, and he helped him out with all the battles and all that lot. But he did say that he would lose in the end, and he didn't like that.
That's right. And I know Churchill had his own as well, and a fairly famous name that I'm not going to mention on here because it conjures ideas of dark magic and that, and that's not what this show's about, but he had his own as well, who was a fantastic medium and magician and advisor as well. So, I mean, this is the thing. All the way through the ages, the kings, the conquerors, whoever was going into a conflict would always consult a seer or a wise one. So this has been going a very long time as spiritualism, just in different forms, just with different names.
Yeah. Well, I always say that about religion as well. The core behind religion is not about fighting each other. It's about finding hope within yourself and finding that connection within yourself. And it's just different cultures have adapted it. But the core message is always the same.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I've just had a little question from in the chat room from Bo too. Are you taking calls? And I've just replied back, yeah, probably in about 15 minutes we will be taking some live calls. We will be doing free snapshot readings on air. Now, they're going to be about 2 or 3 minutes each. We do have quite a few callers in the queue. So if you're coming in or you're thinking of coming into the switchboard for readings with either me or Chris, then there's a bit of a wait at the moment, approximately, let's say, as it stands now. There's probably about a half an hour to 40-minute wait for a reading if you were to come into the switchboard now. Now, the format of this show will be, I'm going to play a couple of songs in a few minutes. We'll come back into the second part, and me and Chris will start taking calls. I must stress they are snapshot readings. These are not going to be 10, 20-minute readings. I do ask that callers think of one question. One question in particular that they need to know about. We can fit one question in. We can't fit one question, then another question, then another question. There may be an alarm clock that comes on if somebody starts asking more than one question, because it's only fair for all the other callers that we get one question in per person. I suppose I need to ask you the question, Chris. Are you all geared up and wired to spirit to actually take some calls this evening for you?
Well, we can only give it a go, can't we? You never know. As they keep telling me, it's a great experiment.
That's right. Now, do you mind going first on occasion?
That's not a problem.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a couple of pieces of music. So that's approximately about 6.5 minutes from now. We're going to come back on air, and then we will start taking some live calls. So until then, let's play a little bit of Santana first of all.
In my heart, Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we're all the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. One that had the horror could ever follow today. Mountains and canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin.
We are live. You are listening to Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. I'm your host, Matthew James. In the guest seat is Chris Aldous, all the way from the UK. It is time to take some live calls. Now, we have, like I say, a number of people on the switchboard. They are going to be pretty quick reading so we can actually get through everyone. Now, we have... First, area code 847. Are you ready, Chris? Are you geared up? Are you ready for this?
Well, let's give it a go.
Okay, area code 847.
Hi, hello, this area is Jill. Code 847. Thank you.
What's your name? Sorry, I missed that then.
Jill.
Hi, Jill. And where are you calling from?
Illinois.
Hi. What's your question for us? It'll be your evening or your early evening. What's your question for us, Jill?
I hope this isn't too general. I have been processing and trying to work through a lot of childhood abuse and trauma that has spread out in my life, and I've made some breakthroughs. Do you see my life getting back to normal anytime soon?
Okay, I shall hand you, first of all, to my good friend Chris, Chris Aldous. Chris, do you want to start the reading off for Jill, please?
Well, first of all, I've got to say, yes, it will. Yeah. I have got a gentleman with me, and I do... All right. I do want to give a father figure in spirit, but I also want to give a gentleman who would have been a bit of a bear... is the best way, only way I can describe him. A big, thick bloke, big, stocky bloke. And I do feel as if this gentleman would have wanted to have looked after you. when he was
okay.
here. You understand this, gentlemen?
My dad is over in spirit. I know so many people that have died, you wouldn't believe it. So I would have to think about it.
Okay, well, this gentleman, he was a bit grisly. Yeah, that's the only way I can describe him.
Okay, I know who you're talking about. He's my dad's best friend.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah? And he would have always wanted to protect you.
Okay,
and I feel
yeah,
as if he comes around you. And that's exactly what he's doing now. Yeah?
Okay.
And he's also saying to me that somebody's been digging things up from about 4 years ago, and that's what all the hassle is.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
Yeah, well, leave him to it. Past is the past. And you made a stronger stuff than this as well.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, and there's also somebody who's been putting a guilt trip on you.
Someone who worked on my car, I think. Or my sister.
Well, don't let them. Everybody's responsible for their own actions.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah,
and I agree.
You have done well. And he's... Okay. Did you used to keep a diary of everything as well?
I'm starting to keep a journal now.
All right. Well, keep that up and then you've got your own records. Because people try think you're not as smart as what you are and try and pick holes in you.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Well, don't let them.
Okay.
If you keep a note of where you are, they can't twist the words back on you.
Okay.
All right, okay. There's also a grandfather figure in spirit as well. And this is on your mother's side of the family.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. In some ways, your personality is a bit like his.
Yeah, we both love animals.
Okay, because he's just making me aware of this. Well, animals are better than people sometimes.
Yes.
They listen and they don't answer back.
Yes.
Okay, and that's what... Okay. That's the situation around you at this moment in time as well. Somebody needs to start listening rather than giving it out all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not talking about you.
Okay.
But it's somebody you're trying to talk to.
Okay. Yeah, nobody listens.
Yeah? But it's that sort of situation that he's making me aware of.
Okay.
And I've got to give you a March anniversary as well.
Okay.
And there's always going to be a lot of love from those in spirit. And there's been a great deal of forgiveness as well on your part for at least three people who were up there. You understand?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And there is a lot of thanks for that as well.
Okay.
Because you've helped yourself close the door, but you've also helped them as well.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Matthew?
Yes, Jill. I've got three females coming in. And it feels very much like I've got a mother and two daughters here. So I'm hastening to add, I've got a grandmother, your mum and an auntie here. That's what it feels like to me.
Okay.
So I've got three ladies coming in. Arms are folded on one of them because she's overshadowing me and making me overshadowing, making me fold my arms and biting my tongue a little bit and saying to Jill, when are you starting your counselling or your healing work? All those experiences in your life are for a reason, Jill. Have you started yet? Have you started training or learning or teaching yet? That's the strong message I get.
No, not yet. I'm still processing it.
But you know about it. This is the wagging finger I've got, I feel, is a very strong grandmother. This is going to be your mum's mum, and she's literally saying, it's about time that she did it. And she's given me a taste of coconut. Now, my understanding here is either she would have had coconut, like we've got like desiccated coconut, and it would have been to do with baking on cakes, or literally she's emphasizing you on a health level having coconut oil or having coconut for a health benefit. It's one or the other. I actually believe this is baking, this is cakes, because I'm seeing all the little cupcake formation of all the cupcakes and all. So she was obviously high-end baking, she's saying.
Well, I do remember when I was a little girl, she had a coconut and nobody could figure out the right way to crack the shell.
Ah, so
I remember that. And then we finally drilled a hole in it, and then we got the milk out, and then my dad hit it, and it was just this big deal trying to figure out how to open it. I remember
that was your mum's mum then. It was,
yes.
Wasn't it? Right, because she mentioned the coconut, and there's a taste of the coconut, and there's still the saga about the coconut and putting coconut in baking and health concerns for you, Jill. She says there's a whole host of things. She says, I've not got long enough time to say everything I want to say to Jill, but the biggest thing is keep standing tall, girl. Keep standing tall, girl.
Okay.
Because you've been letting your shoulders go down. And I got a feeling she's going on about your stance, almost like you're bending over with back pain. That's the impression she's giving me. You need to stand straight.
Okay.
And do you remember sorry to ask this, but is there a weeping willow or is there a particular tree that all its branches went over on itself and it was near a pond or a lake, somewhere where you used to visit? Because that's what I'm being shown here. It looks like a weeping willow tree to me.
I'm trying to think if there was a tree that was similar to that I grew up with in my backyard. It was a cottonwood tree.
It was a cottonwood tree, but it's got a lot
and
of
it was
white.
Huge.
And it's got white, like white leaves or white blooms.
White
or something.
Little cotton pods that would open up.
Yeah, that's
up.
Fine, and it goes right down onto the ground. That's fine. But you spent a lot of time with her around this area.
Yes.
It's those memories that she wants you to start extracting. And the beautiful thing about this is Jill, when I find that upstairs spirit connects you with childhood memories, it's almost like it's creating a conduit in your mind that sort of diverts around all the unhappy memories and accesses all the happy memories, and it lifts our self-esteem, which is what I believe she's trying to do here for you.
Okay.
And I hope that makes sense, Jill, because I'm going to have to sadly move on to our next caller. And I hope the message is that me and Chris have... okay, so she's overshadowing. Did she by any chance have, one, she was a very strong lady, and very strong-willed lady, and two, she had something wrong with her chest or her heart? Because there's a lot of pressure across the area with this lady.
Yes.
Now, if you are... Oh, there's different degrees of what? You know I'm breaking off from a reading. Hang on a minute. Right. You are feeling these conditions, aren't you?
A little.
They're not your own, Jill. Now, I'm not a medic. I'm not a medical expert, so I can't say this 100%. But I believe this lady is coming in to teach you how to have a firm hand with people. And if it means you've got to pick her conditions up, then so be it. That's her words, and she's saying it very strongly. It's like, time for action, Jill. Time for action, girl.
Okay.
And you know what that action
is. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. I will leave you at this point, because I believe I'll have this lady in all day when I let this lady in. She'll be in.
Okay.
I won't be able to get rid of her.
Okay.
Okay, Jill, thank you for calling in, and I hope our messages were an inspiration for you.
It was. Thank you so much. Thank you, both of you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much, Jill. Okay, Chris, are you ready to go first again?
Go on, then.
Are you sure? You sounded a little bit uncertain there.
We will see what comes along.
Okay, I'm going to take area code 814 next. If it'll come on, hang on a second. Hello, area code 814. What's your name, please?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
This is Amy.
Hi, Amy, and welcome to Conversations with Spirit. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Okay, and what's the time in Pennsylvania? Only because I'm curious. I'm not very good with time zones.
It's almost 5 o'clock.
Almost 5 o'clock. Oh, well, we're close to 7 in the morning,
PM.
So we're slightly ahead of you. What's your question for us?
My question is, do you see a career change for me coming up?
Okay, Chris, do you see a career change for Amy in Pennsylvania coming up? Chris?
Yeah, I'm just before you came on, all I could get was, do you live near a lake? Yes, ma'am?
It's just I wouldn't call it a lake. It's just like a creek almost.
Yeah, because I could just
it's
see
small,
water and people fishing there as well. Okay. And I didn't... All right. I feel as if you need to reconnect with nature a little bit. Okay. And I want to calm down and settle down and just find a little peace of mind for myself.
Okay.
All right. Because I want to say, have you been in the same career for the last 6 years?
Yes. I've been in the same workplace for the last 6 years.
Yeah? And it's that I'm getting sick of. Okay?
Yes.
I don't feel
it's
as
very
if it's
negative.
The job. I feel as if it's the workplace.
Yes, definitely.
You understand? Yeah. And
yeah.
That's why I need to connect with my nature again, because I just feel as if there are still a lot of things to love about your job. Yeah? And I don't want to just throw it all away. But I need to find what enthusiasm got me into it in the first place. You understand? And then you can... I feel as if you... If you're not going to change jobs as such, you might have a shift from one place to another place, but end up doing the same thing again. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. But before you do that, you need to realize why you liked it, because otherwise you're just going to be in exactly the same situation as what you are now, but 6 months down the line. Yeah? Can you watch where money's an issue as well?
Wait, I didn't catch the last thing you said.
I say money is, in connection with your work, money is an issue at this moment in time.
Yes, it is.
Yeah? And I feel as if that's what's making it hard as well. Okay,
yeah.
And that's why you're torn, because it's not, well, you didn't start what you're doing for the money.
No. And
okay.
The problem is too, I work for government, so I was trying to stay in within the government. So I've been bidding on jobs so I can keep my benefits.
Yeah. Well, watch where there's a sideways move. But I do feel as if you'll be doing similar work. Okay. Matt, have you got anything?
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
I know that, and I know I'm going over old ground here, but it's just to build, I'm building a clearer picture up of the situation that you're in. I can see the options that you've got. The way it's been shown to me is there are options to go interstate here. There is also options within the area that you're in, and we're in a quandary which is the best option at the minute. Now, the way that it's been pointed out to me is you've got so many doors and so many options, you've completely confused yourself. Do you know what I mean? You've not got one clear option. You've got a number of half options, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Right. Spirit world, fate seem to want to drop the unexpected on you. Now, I'm going to put this in the mildest way I can put it, but are you planning any more children?
No.
Well, why have I been shown pregnancy? And you've got to choose between career and family. Or is that applying to someone else, or is that applying to the job that you do?
The job that I have, it's a rehabilitation center for young adults. So maybe that's
right.
What they have. That might be the children, because they have mental
disabilities. I knew there was pregnancy around you, you see. I knew there was pregnancy around you, but the way it was being given to me, I didn't think it was necessarily with you. So if you were working in a rehabilitation center where there are young adults and there's pregnancies and the like, you are being told that you are choosing between two states. I don't understand what the word zone means, but between two zones, is that pay zones? Are you able in any way to go up a pay zone or a pay level?
Yes.
Right, because this is the choosing and the choice, and the way it's given to me, Amy, and I believe I'm on Father's side, and I believe I'm with a particular gentleman who is very particular with his words and careful with his words, which I feel is a grandfather. He's on about you getting more in your paycheck and you being confident about getting more in your paycheck. And I also was given the word benefit before even you were mentioned about your benefits. And it's not going to be a disaster. This is not going to affect your benefits. But the job that you appear to be being considered for makes you the, let's say, the mother. Now, the way it's given to me, I mean, I could have misconstrued this, and I could have insisted that there's another child coming along because I'm seeing pregnancy and I'm seeing you as a mother, but I see you as a mother figure in the work that you do. So not necessarily just the people who come into the center, but also the staff around you are reliant on you like a mother figure. So there's younger people than you in the position as well, if you can understand that.
Yes, I work on the business side, though, but I did put in for, this might be where the pregnancy comes in, I did put in for a job to help individuals for welfare benefits, and that would be young mothers, too, coming in.
Right. That fits perfectly, because I can't get away from pregnancies and mother figures and mothers, and I can't get away from it. It's in stone in the back of my mind, and I know that this grandfather is saying this is all about your belief system or your belief structure, that really he cannot force an opinion on you. He can't force an opinion on you, Amy, but he reckons that you are perfect for that job.
Okay.
Okay, now, this is, again, going to be absolute channeled. I'm putting myself right on the chopping block here. But what is number 51200? I don't think that's a phone number. Is there anything about where you are with the number 51200? It looks like it's on a piece of paper or something that's been scribbled. What does that mean? 512. Is that a bank account? I don't know what that refers to.
Oh,
It doesn't matter if you can't place it. It's just this guy scribbling loads of things on a piece of paper, immaculate handwriting. He's talking, and my voice is going, so your grandfather had a problem with his throat. He's trying to emphasize here about vehicles and payments and things that are due and costs that are accumulating, all these things, and he's then screwing the pieces of paper up and saying, it's all sorted, it's all sorted. I'm adamant, he says, this is all sorted for you. Now, you're not a single mum, are you? You're not a single mum, are you?
No.
But why does it feel to him that you're single or you're in this on your own?
My husband and I are having problems, and we have everything pretty much split up, and he, finance-wise, he will not help me. I got myself in a little bit of a financial mess, and he won't help me. So
right, you don't have to bear your soul on the radio, Amy. What I was hoping for was just a grandfather to acknowledge the situation that you're in, to at least know that he's aware that you're in that situation, and to make you also aware that it's been taken care of. It's been sorted for you.
Okay.
Because then you can sleep at night. That's the big thing, because then you can re-energize and you feel completely better in the morning. He's asking, he's asking you to put things, some bath salts in a bath and soak in a bath and replenish yourself.
Okay.
And to stop fretting what's the liver salts? Why would you need liver salts? Going on about liver salts or putting some salts or something in the bath, and I don't know. Man, that's grandmother. That obviously grandmother coming in with a lot of fragrances and a lot of smells and a lot of look after herself, and she was always washing and cleaning and putting creams on, and she's on about you looking after yourself.
I've been having a lot of health issues.
Right. So in other words, I don't want to say that you've got problems with a liver, because I can't say that. But what she's trying to say is start eating the proper foods and the greenery and the roughage to get the toxins coming out of your body, then you'll feel so much better.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to leave the message there, if that's okay, Amy, only because we've got a lot of callers in the queue and we're already about halfway through the show. I hope the message that me and Chris have given to you this early evening for you is a help. And thank you so much for calling into the show.
Okay, thank you.
It's a pleasure. And if you want to listen to your message again, just wait till the show ends, and you can actually listen to the show in the archives. There's just by clicking on the link, and it will be available there for you.
Okay, thank you.
It's a pleasure, Amy. It was lovely talking to you. Bye for now.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, Chris, I think we'll just have another little music break so we can then just recharge. I'm then going to come in to area code 203 next. Then we've got Mary Lou. And then we've got area code 510. Those are the next three readings that we will be doing. So we will be back in about 7 minutes. A bit of a classic by Fleetwood Mac first.
Long Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. That was an old favourite of mine, an old classic Rainbow song back from about, I think it's about 1982. So I don't know if anyone else remembers that one. I mean, I remember playing that one all the time when that single came out, and I've not played it on Conversations with Spirit before, and I was in that kind of classic mood. And I know that a good friend of mine, Greg Winfield's listening, and I know he's a rocker as well, and he will have appreciated that song. So that was, like I say, Since You've Been Gone by Rainbow. Prior to that, it was Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. Now, we're about to go back into our next round of calls. We do have area code 203, Mary Lou, area code 510, and area code 201. I'm going to try and get through all four of you. Any other callers, I might not be able to get through to you because we are into the last hour of the show. My fantastic guest, Chris Aldous, and I have been taking free readings for you on the show. Can I just remind everybody that we are actually available for full readings, full in-depth readings. If you want a free in-depth, sorry, not a free in-depth reading. If you want an in-depth reading with us, then you either go over to my website, which is matthewjamesmedium.com, or over to Chris Aldous. Aldous is ALDOUS. Put Chris Aldous into a search engine on the internet, and you will be directed to Chris Aldous. We are available for Skype readings, for phone readings. And these are just little snapshot readings on this show. They just give a taster of what we are capable of, the depth of the information and the accuracy of the information that we can actually give, and give you really an idea of what we do on a daily basis, on a day-to-day basis. It's really important for people to actually realize that it is our living. This is basically what puts the food on the table and what pays the bills for us. This is my world. This is what I do on a daily basis. I don't do anything else. This is my full-time career, and really, this is a perfect forum for people to appreciate exactly what a medium is and what a medium does, and the type of information that you can actually get from a gallery reading or a one-to-one reading, or even an email reading. And it's just, there are a lot of people out there who still don't realize what a medium does or a medium is. So I think you will be in agreement with me, Chris, won't you?
Yeah. People ask me about readings and things like that, and it's a common question. It's like, well, do you just look at people and you know stuff? And it's like, well, you can't read for everybody. It's when there's a connection there. And then when there's a connection there, then it just flows. But not everybody has a connection, and not every question you ask is going to get an answer.
That's right. How, just to give people an idea of you, Chris, how exactly do you get your information? I mean, are you one of these quote-unquote mental mediums, meaning it's all going on in the mind, or do you actually hear direct voices?
It depends where I'm working, to be honest. Most of the time, it's more what mental mediumship.
Yeah.
Occasionally, it's more physical, and I feel things, and I have actually heard things on occasion, which can be quite freaky, because they do come out with a few choice words now and again. And that's really the only way I can explain it.
I just know stuff. Yeah. I suppose it's that analogy of we get voices in our head, but we realise that it might be our own voice that's speaking, but it's not us that is the originator of those words, are we? Is it?
Exactly. When spirit communicate and they're really strong, you know that what you are saying is right, and it doesn't matter what the other person says. And I find that quite often when I'm doing the gallery readings, as you put them, or platform, as we put them over here.
Yeah.
You go to people and you give them loads of information, and they just sit there and they go, no, I don't understand that. No, I don't understand that. So you're asking for more information. And then you'll put the final piece down, and then all of a sudden you can see the light come on.
Or they'll come to you at the end of the show and go, it's the classic. I didn't want my mother-in-law, who's sitting next to me, to know that I'm about to have an abortion. Or I didn't want my mother to know that, I dumped such and such a body 10 years ago. I didn't want that information to be known.
Well, yeah, there is that. I remember doing a reading for an Irish lass. It was a platform reading, so you couldn't really go into detail. And I was talking about falling out with a sister, and she's like, no, I never fell out with my sister. And I could hear a sister saying, yes, I did. And she told me exactly what she'd fallen out over, and it was an abortion. And I looked at the woman, and I thought, well, how am I going to say this? So I just basically said that there was a child that didn't touch the earth plane. And I says, can you place it? And she goes, yes, I can place that. And now can you understand where you and your sister fell out? And then she went, oh, yes.
Well, I'm just thinking of an absolute classic that I did in St. Helens. I used to just tour the Northwest from pub to pub or hotel to hotel. And what we did was, it was three or four of us doing private readings, and we do little bits of demos. And I'm going to change the details slightly. Not that the person's going to be listening, because this is probably 15, 20 years ago. But the story goes, apparently, and I don't remember it fully, but Chris, my wonderful wife, does. Apparently, I went to one girl, and I said, I've got your grandfather here. He calls a spade, didn't he? He said things as they were, and she said, yeah. She said, well, he's talking about Nigel. And she, you know a Nigel. You actually know two Nigels. She said, yeah, I do know two Nigels. She said, he said, well, he's talking about the older Nigel for you. And her words were, but he's a married man. And what came out of my mouth apparently was, well, that's never stopped you before.
Ouch.
And she just turned round and she just said, well, I might as well have slut put on my forehead then, mightn't I? Then you've just announced that in front of the audience. She did come to me for a reading, but it is kind of embarrassing when you get information like that for somebody in a gallery reading.
It is. You've got to really think on your feet. But then again, it's not that. It's just the same on this radio. For those, some people might think, oh, they're only giving general information out. Well, you can't really go into people's personal details, and spirit won't anyway.
Well, that's right. I mean, on one of the readings that we've just done, the information was getting a little bit personal, and you'll probably have noted that I said, well, look, I don't really need you to open this up. I mean, 9 times out of 10, the information I get, and you probably will get as well, is very cryptic, and it is very personal to the person who you're doing the reading for. It's done deliberately so it's wrapped up. But it might come across to people who are listening as general. But for the person who's taking the reading, they know exactly, precisely what you're talking about.
Yeah. I remember doing readings, and I was struggling with one, so I was determined, and I wanted some specific piece of information for this lady. And all I saw was a tractor in a field. So I says to the lady, I says, all I can give you, I'm asking for something specific, is a tractor in a field. She burst out in tears. I didn't have a clue what I'd said. And then I find out about 3 weeks later off one of her friends that the last photo she had of her brother before he passed, and she has it on a mantelpiece, was of him stood next to a tractor in a field.
Wow.
Yeah?
Well, yeah.
It might sound bizarre. Some of the evidence that you give, it's not for everybody to understand. I don't even understand half of it.
That's quite
difficult working as a medium, because it's like having John tell me something to tell Fred.
That's right.
But I don't know what the conversation is between John and Fred.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, without further ado, Chris, I think we'll take the next call. I think we're going to bring area code 203 in. Are you ready? Chris, you there?
Yeah, I am ready.
Oh, I thought you'd suddenly left me. I thought that we'd got a Blog Talk Radio gremlin again. But no, you're still with me. Okay, we'll take area code 203.
Hi, hello, Eric. Hello.
What's your name? What's your name,
203? My name is Pat.
Pat,
hi.
Yeah. And where are you? Pat, did you say?
Yes.
And where are you calling from?
I'm in Connecticut.
You're in Connecticut. And just give me an idea of what time zone you're in.
It's 5:16 in the early evening.
Okay, so what's your question for us, Pat, from Connecticut?
Well, I love how you guys read. I could just give you a leading question, and whatever you see, that would be great. Finances are really tough for me. I'm actually, I've got to leave soon to go walk to the garage to pick up my car. I'm worried about how long my car is going to last. I don't have money to get a new one. I'm just hoping that things are going to pick up financially. I've struggled a lot in my life with emotional stuff, and I'm working really hard to get better, and things just gotten harder. But I'm hanging in there. Just what you see would be helpful. Anything
okay,
promising?
Okay, so Pat, Chris, can you do a start for 10 for Pat, and then obviously I'll take over when you've done your bit, Chris. Can you help Pat?
Well, okay. Well, as you started talking straight away, the first thing that came into my mind was spring. And I know there's a gentleman in spirit, and spring would have been his favourite time of year. He was also an avid gardener as well. Okay.
That's my grandfather.
And I do want to talk about you need to do a bit of weeding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And with this, I feel as if this is within your own life as well, because there's a lot of dead wood around you. Okay?
Okay, does that mean my possessions or what?
No. You do hoard things, I've just been told, so you have got enough for a car boot sale. But it's more to do with people in your life at this moment. Okay, because not everybody is actually helping you.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's like there's a lot of people hanging on. Okay. There's a gentleman who's hanging on as well, who's been a bit of a drain on the finances and needs to sort themselves out as well. You understand?
No, not on that. I'm really not connected to anyone but my son, and I've asked him for help financially. I have sort of broken ties with my two sisters because they've not been really seen me as worthwhile. So I'm pretty much alone.
All right, okay. Well, watch for the finances around your son then, because it's definitely a male.
Who's draining
okay.
me?
Okay.
A male is draining me with my finances?
There's a catch with what you get. All right, I can't change what he's giving me. Just watch where,
okay.
If you're getting offered money, there's a catch.
If what? I'm sorry.
If you're offered money, there's a catch.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and this is going to be from a gentleman as well. And I don't know whether it's you. Oh, I know there's money problems around your son as well. You might not be aware of them, but there are.
Oh.
Okay, can you watch where you hear about this as well?
Sorry, the last thing again, I'm sorry.
Can you watch where you hear about that? Because I think there's a few money problems around your son.
Okay.
Yeah? So I wouldn't count on help coming from there. But I've also got to tell you, you will have enough money to get by and you don't need to worry and your car's going to be fine. And when you need a new car, you will find one that you want.
Okay.
Okay, and you will be able to afford it.
Okay.
Okay. I was given something else as well, but that's gone now.
Do you want me to just continue, Chris?
All right, yeah. Go on.
Pat, is there any way that you can be reinstated in work, or there's been a case of mistaken identity at work, or there's been in some way that you've been wrongly accused in a work situation? I mean, this might go back a number of years, but it's just that there is this reference, somebody is referring this to me, that there has been this mishap at work or there's mistaken identity at work with you.
No, I don't really know what you're saying. I went on disability about 10 years ago.
Okay.
So I really can't come up with anything.
All I'm aware of is there's something about being reinstated in work, or there is a work contract being presented to you. I'm acknowledging the brick wall that you are facing, the difficulties that you are facing, because I can actually feel that, one, from your voice, and I can also feel that from the way that The guys that work with me in spirit are trying to get through and making some impression on your life. This is a rut, or this is the same box or square that you have been in for such a long time. They want you reinstated in a situation. That's how strong I get this. And there's a lot of male energy here. So there's grandfathers, there's uncles, there's great grandfathers. There's quite a lot of ancestral influence on you here. And I say ancestral. So I don't know whether we're going Irish, I don't know if we're going Native American, but there's a lot of ancestral influence here trying to break a mold for you.
Yeah, okay, thank you. That's
a lot of work.
Yes, you're
being
absolutely
done.
Right, what you feel. It's been a long time of struggle, and I'm sort of getting, well, sort of worn out and losing hope at the same time I'm trying really hard to be positive and kind of start again. So,
Pat, the depression or the negativity that you've been going through can be turned on a dime, is what I'm being said. One stroke of good luck and good fortune will turn this for you.
That's absolutely right. You know, I feel so bad when I go on and on about my depression, but I know good fortune just lifts me and gets me going, and it's not happened for so long. I don't need much. I don't want much.
The wording I've got here, Pat, very strongly is why it's not been working for you is an enigma. I mean, it should have gone right. All the effort that you've put in seems to, let's say, have fallen on deaf ears. Nobody can understand why it's not worked for you. All I'm aware of is that this loneliness that you feel, as much as spirit are going, well, look, we by rights, anybody else, we should end it. We could end this tomorrow. They're saying it's taken too long because you've needed to be in the wilderness.
Okay. I've been in the wilderness
it's
a long time.
It's about your life path. Sometimes life paths can't be changed when what you're going through is what you're meant to experience, but your life path is about to change and your life path is about to end. That doesn't mean that you're kicking that bucket or you're going in the grave suddenly. We're not saying that. What they're saying is that very soon, there will be that bit of inspiration for you.
Okay.
And it seems to be a work contract. It's the only way that I can actually. It's the card that I'm being shown. I mean, it's literally a card. Someone's holding up a card and saying it's almost like it's a clocking card or one of these cards where you clock in the morning, you clock out. So it might be manual work, but there's some really good work being offered to you.
You know what I'm thinking of? I'm looking at picking up and going and being a caretaker anywhere in the United States. Do you think that might be it?
Well, if they've got a clocking card and a clock out card, if it's a school or it's at some elementary school, it makes a lot of sense because I do get elementary school.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to leave you there, Pat, only because we've got, 35 minutes left, and
okay,
I've got
thank you so much.
At least four other calls that I want to take. So thank you.
What's your name?
March.
What is your name?
Springtime, March.
Chris, she's asked. Is Chris? My name's Matthew Chris. James, and my guest, Pat, is Chris Aldous.
Okay, did Chris just say springtime, March?
Yes.
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
That just is the point where you're going to have the breakthrough.
Breakthrough. Okay, God bless you.
Everything's
going to
start coming together.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, bye. Mary Lou next.
Hello.
Hello, Mary Lou.
Thank you for taking my call.
No worries, Mary Lou. Where are you calling from, Mary Lou?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay, and you've been on the show before, haven't you, Mary Lou?
I talked to you on someone else's show, and I was looking till late at night trying to find the archive of it, and apparently they took their show off. Chris spiritual
journey. Yeah. I know which show you mean. Yeah, I know. I recognize the name. So, what time is it in New Orleans, Mary Lou?
It's 4:27.
Okay, so in your early evening now, you have a question for us. What's your question, Mary Lou?
I would like a message from Spirit.
Okay, you've come to the right place for messages from Spirit. So, Mr. Aldous, Chris, I'll let you start again so I can get a nice link as well. So, have you got a message from Spirit for Mary Lou?
Okay, good evening. Right, let's see. I've got two ladies in spirit at this moment in time, but I also know that they're giving me crystals. So somebody would have collected crystal.
I don't know.
Okay, because I have got crystal. I get you yourself have got a little bit of psychic ability.
I have some.
Yeah. Because I'm being made aware of this. But I do definitely want to give a grandmother figure in spirit as well, okay? And I do want to say this lady was quite short as well, probably around 5'2". You understand?
You have to be more clear than that.
All right. You understand the lady, grandmother figure, 5'2". She was a bit portly, so she wasn't skinny. Mother's side of the family?
On my mother's side of the family, my grandmother's tall. On my dad's side of the family, she's a little short and round. But I have other people in spirit that fit that description too.
All right. Well, I've got to give grandmother figure an... All right.
Okay.
I've got to give the initial M as well. The initial M.
Okay.
For the first name. And I've got to give the name Joan as well.
The name what?
Joan.
Okay.
The lady that's coming, she didn't like the heat. Why do I want to talk about Mississippi as well?
I don't know. I'm in Louisiana.
Right. Okay, because I've got the flies and I want to bat away all the flies.
Okay.
Right.
My family's not from down here.
Well, this lady wouldn't have liked it down there just because of the atmosphere.
Most of the family probably wouldn't like it down here.
All right, no problem. And I've got a June birthday as well.
Okay.
With this lady. Okay?
Okay.
And... There's some trip coming up for you as well, because there's a lot of driving that you've got to do.
Okay.
Okay. You've got to make sure your car's right, because have you been having a few problems with it as well?
No, but it's old.
All right, because I just feel as if it needs a service or something like that in it. Because you've got a big trip to do. And have you got connections with New York as well?
Not a lot anymore, but I have potential clients up there.
All right, because I want to talk about New York.
Okay.
All right, so can you watch where there's going to be communication and there's going to be traveling between as well?
That would be cool.
Okay. I've got to give this... there's an anniversary in September as well, and there's been... All right. A passing in November. And that would have been a gentleman as well. And it would have been through a heart condition.
I'll have to think about that.
All right, it's okay. Don't. Have you got connections with the UK as well? Did your family come from the UK?
No.
Because I want to.
But I like the people in here from the UK.
All right. Well, I've got to give connections with the UK as well. Yeah. I'm going to say look into your family tree for that, and that you'll find it there. And I want to go back maybe 2-3 generations.
I think 2 or 3 generations, a grandma might have come from Ireland or somewhere. I'm not sure.
Okay. And can you place a Josh on the earth plane as well?
Just a kid I babysat for when I was young.
All right. Look at him. He's definitely down here. And I want to... have you got a son on the earth plane? Because I want to put a young lad around you.
I have a
boy.
Son.
Yeah. And I want to say this young gentleman's quite creative as well.
He is.
Okay. And I've got to give April as well as a significant month as well.
Okay.
All right. And I definitely want to tie April in with this young lad as well.
April with the young guy? With my son?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to say watch around April, but I've got to tie April in with him.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mary Lou, I'm cutting in, Chris. I want to ask you, is you've still got the family squabbles going on? It looks like father son to me. Now, does that refer to your partner and or ex partner and your son, or does it actually refer to your actual family? Because somebody here is a bit sorrowful about everything that's still going on after all this time. And I know is it father-in-law? Have we got a father-in-law in spirit, please? Because somebody said father-in-law. I was about to say I've got a father figure. Is your father-in-law in spirit, please, Mary Lou?
Yeah, I have a father-in-law in spirit.
What's the squabbles that he's on about that are still going on?
I'm divorced, so I wouldn't know. But
he's whinging about something.
He had a problem with everything and everybody. So.
And he's put his shirt sleeves or his jumper up. I'm seeing his bare arms and he's very challenging. He was a very challenging gentleman because he's challenging me.
He was not nice.
No, I know. I've not got to say anything bad about his son, but his son's a bad man.
His son is just hard to deal with for me.
So the squabbles between your ex and your son then, or that connection then, because I knew there was a squabble between father and son. So in other words, your son's not like his father.
My son is very young, and I don't think... I hope he's not going to be like his father.
No.
I mean, the good way that dad is good.
Yeah, well, what I'm aware of, father-in-law is saying that your son is nothing like his father, and they're going to have squabbles when they're older.
Okay, that makes
because
sense.
Your son's going to defend you and stand up for you, because his father is going to do all the dirty words and all the dirty things to try and dirty your character. And Mary Lou, relax, I'm looking out for it. I've seen the light. When I was on the earth plane, the sun shone out of his rear end, my son. He's saying about his son. He's seen otherwise now. So you're going to go hallelujah at last. He's seen him as he really is.
The father-in-law was a billion times worse than anything my ex-husband could be.
Yeah, but what he's trying to say is acknowledging that the problems that you had with your ex, sun used to shine out of his backside, he's saying. He doesn't see that now. Thank God you got rid of him. So that's a bit of a turnaround, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think what he's trying to say, Mary Lou, is you're right bang on track. Your progress through life, you're now right bang on track because you got that influence out of your life. And that influence was leading you up the garden path, he's saying. He's leading you the wrong way, leading you into the path of temptation. So obviously there's a religious element with this family that you've separated from.
Oh, no, there's not.
Is it who has the religious influence then?
I'm not really sure. I'm spiritual.
Because I heard the path of temptation and leading you the wrong way. So there's somebody else influencing me from spirit here. There's probably I'm going to say there's a grandmother vibration somewhere. Because the way it's been shown to me, Mary Lou, is I've got a certain element of confusion with the way that spirit are talking to me, which represented the confusion or the confusion of minds and opinions that you had at one time in your life. This has been extracted and taken away from your life, so you've now got clear thinking. That's the way it's been given to me.
Okay.
You make sense? Yeah, you make sense of that you can now, you can forward plan properly. You can think straight, can't you?
I'd like to believe so. I don't think the temptation is a religious thing. I think it must be something else.
But can you understand, as far as your ex-partner is concerned, what the path of temptation was?
Oh, I don't know. I think he thought, I think he probably thinks I was having an affair, and I wasn't.
That would do. It's just, all I know is that father-in-law isn't exactly helpful with the information he's given. He's just saying it as it is, and it's up to you to interpret his words like you always did.
Yeah, I didn't know him that well.
Or misinterpret his words, probably more like.
He wasn't around much.
But he's admitting he was a bit of an arse, and I'm not allowed to use that word really, but I'm using it. It was a bit of a pain in the ass, wasn't he?
He didn't like the majority of people on the face of the planet.
Yeah, well, I don't think he particularly likes me, but I've got a feeling that he's been driven to have to say something.
Hmm.
Now, do you mind if we please leave your reading there, Mary Lou? It's just that I want to get through a couple more, and we're kind of running out of time here.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
I hope it's been a help. I know it was a little bit convoluted and a little bit confusing, but there were so many voices speaking at one time. To be able to try and fathom it all out, I'd probably need about 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Mary Lou. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening to this show. And give us a call in the future and come back on air again. It would be a pleasure to speak to you again.
Always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mary Lou. Thanks. Bye for now.
Bye.
I think, Chris, that's a prime example of when they all talk at one time, isn't it?
It is. It can be a bit confusing. But it's also one of those as well. What you've got to understand is they're just as opinionated up there as where they were down here.
Oh, they don't change. Oh, they don't change. That's one thing I know. They don't change. Right. I think we'll take area code 510 now, Chris. Then we kind of, we've got a few more, but I don't know if we're going to get them all in. But I did promise 201 as well. So I want to do 510. I want to do area code 201. I've got another piece of music after that, and then we'll see where we sit after that. So, area code 510, what's your name, please?
Tamika.
Sorry?
Tamika.
I can't quite hear your name. I didn't quite hear your name then. Sorry about that.
Tamika. My name's Tamika.
Okay. Tamika, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
California.
Okay. And what's the time in California?
2:42.
So you are still afternoon. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's your question for Conversations with Spirit today?
Regarding a new interest, new person that just entered my life.
Okay. Chris, what have you got for our friend from California?
Okay. All right. I just feel as if there's a bit of an emotional block, okay? And I'm not sure whether this emotional block is with yourself or with the new person that you've just met. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I've got to say things aren't what they seem. Okay, and I don't feel as if people are telling the whole truth either when it comes to emotional feelings. Yeah.
Okay.
I do feel as if, okay, I've got to say, have you been single for quite a while now?
No.
All right. Somebody has been single for quite a while, yeah? And they've not got over a previous relationship. All right, so can you watch where this person comes in?
Okay.
With the...
Are they... Okay. Do you know if they're male or female? You what?
I want to say where the relationship, which is not, it's not finished yet, is it's a male like that comes into your life, but there's still a past relationship with them which isn't over.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Okay, and that's where there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I don't honestly feel as if that's going to change because they're not letting go either.
Right.
Yeah. So I just want to say it's good to open your heart.
Yeah.
But you've got to find somebody who's got a clean break.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Have you got anything, Matt?
Yeah, I just got the strong feeling that this person, this relationship can flourish, but it's all about the getting rid of the emotional outwash, getting over things that have happened before, past traumas, etc., etc. What I find as the only problem here is there seems to be an opportunity for you interstate or in another state. There's a sense of moving or the challenge of moving or the plan of moving. I don't know quite how it fits into the bill here, but it does seem to be being emphasized here. I don't know if you can make sense of that at all. It's just that everything seems up in the air at the minute. Everything seems temporary or everything seems to be prone to change or ready for change. That's the wording that I'm getting. It's all up in the air. There's like a work contract or the opportunity of another contract. There's moving. There's all this in the barrel at the minute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. I don't know, are you at all planning like a drastic lifestyle change or considering a drastic lifestyle? Yeah.
Thinking about it.
It's all there. This is where this uncertainty is. So this relationship would have to be able to endure all this lifestyle change for it to work, but it can flourish. But you've got to give it the time and you've got to give it the energy and the effort that it deserves.
Okay.
So as far as I'm going to concerned, as we sit now, it's going to work.
Okay.
Thank you for your call. Thank you for calling in.
All right,
and enjoy the rest of your day, mate. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So we'll take another call, Chris. Yeah, we can do it because I still want to play a piece of music. So we'll take area code 201. Hello, 201. What's your name, please?
Hi. I don't want to give my name if that's okay.
That's okay. Okay, I'm going to call you okay. Sarah then. How's that? Hello, Sarah.
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Massachusetts.
Okay. And the time zone, just out of curiosity?
5:49.
Okay, because what I'm doing is I'm learning the time zones now, you see. When people call in on future shows, I'll know what times everybody is. What's your question, Sarah, please?
I currently started a new job. It has been about 5 months. I wanted to know how long am I going to stay at this job?
Okay. Now, the feeling that I actually got that I was beginning from the previous reading, I actually get with you as well. I get the sense that you've got a maximum of between another 3 months and another 3 years in this job. That sounds very vague, but it's very much up to you. It's very much up to you what learning capabilities you've got or what you are considering as your next move, because you've got a lot of options. And all I've got a feeling is that another 3 months would be if you suddenly got sick of this job and you want to do something else, and you're perfectly entitled to do that. Or 3 years if you decide to knuckle down. So what the reason why it's been given it to me in this format is that you're at that place at the moment. You're at that cleft stick. You're at that signpost at the minute, which direction you're going to take. And that's the way it's been given to me.
Okay.
I don't know if you can make sense of that. It's just that there's no credible, certain yes or no answer at the minute, because it's like anticipating your next move. It depends on your next move or what you're going to do next. And it also depends on external forces like relationships and lifestyle that is going to affect your decision. It's the way that it's been given to me. Now, I keep getting an overriding feeling of, do you have any teaching ability or training ability? I keep getting that around you, you see.
No, I don't. Nothing.
So there's no way you can implement training in your job then, or being trained further than in your job.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
Chris, what have you got for...
Go ahead.
Chris, what have you got for Sarah?
I, to be honest, I just feel as if this is a temporary stopgap, but I do feel as if you really need to decide what you want to do with your life. Okay? It's as if... I don't know whether you've lost confidence or you've just not got the confidence to do what you actually want to do. Okay, and we'll go with Matthew, and I do feel as if there are education and training opportunities, but they're not necessarily in what you're doing at the moment. Okay, and can you understand the gentleman who passed with a cancer condition as well?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I do want to put this on my chest as well. Because this gentleman is coming around, and while you was talking to Matt, I could just feel it in my chest and my throat, and I know there was problems there. And it's just you need to, because you keep changing your mind about what you want to do in life. You understand?
Yeah.
And it's like you need to decide just one thing at a time. And where does the drama come in as well?
Yes.
Okay, because he's talking about the drama. And I don't mean like dramatic things happening in your life. I want to talk more in the way of fun and acting and expression. Yeah?
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah? So can you watch where there's opportunities? And I just feel as if that... I'm not saying you're going to be an actress or anything like that, but it's... It might be something what you can use to your own advantage. And it's something you've always had a passion for.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now,
and I feel as if...
Sorry. I had a second part to that question. What is going to happen with one of the work gentlemen that I work with? I think there's a mutual attraction going on, but I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Strong friendship. Very strong friendship. I get straight away for you. Very, very strong friendship. Just a lot of complication and a lot of... There's certainly a lot of electricity between you. It's just that it's wrong time, wrong place for something really serious at this moment. I'm not ruling it out. It's just at this moment. That's how I get that.
But you do see a friendship forming?
A very strong friendship is what I get. A very, very strong friendship.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to have to leave the reading there, Sarah. I'm going to have to leave it there because we're literally down to the last 5 minutes. So I'm going to thank you for calling in from Massachusetts, and it was lovely talking to you. Please, please feel free on the next time Conversations with Spirit's on to actually call in, and we can maybe spend a bit more time with you.
Okay, thank you.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Chris, we're down to the end credits. I'm going to have to thank you so much for coming on the show again.
No problem. It's always fun.
It's always fun, yeah. And there's going to be, I mean, you've no problem about coming on again in a few weeks' time again and helping us out, have you? You've really no problem.
No, that's fine. Yeah, I don't mind it. It keeps me off my Xbox.
Just let everybody know again how to catch you on the internet if anyone wants to follow up with a full in-depth reading with you.
Yeah, if you just put in Google Medium Chris Aldous, Aldous, you'll either find the remnants of an old website or you'll find me on Facebook.
Excellent. And obviously you do Skype readings and you do phone readings if anybody wants to contact you and wants to talk to you.
I do indeed.
Excellent. And all the details are going to be there for everybody to find. Excellent. And if anyone wants to actually have an in-depth reading with me, Matthew James, go over to www.matthewjamesmedium.com and just go on the readings page, and all the details are there. All the prepayments by PayPal are there. All the details, there's testimonials, etc., etc. So, yeah. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to the show. Everybody who's phoned in, thank you so much for phoning in. Thank you for the listeners. And we're going to go out. Before we finish, I just want to let everybody know that this show, Conversations with Spirit, is next on in 2 weeks' time. So that's 2 weeks. Put it in your diary. It's 2 weeks. And I've got the return of Alex Bailey. I had Alex on in the last show. So Alex Bailey will be on everybody next time, and we will be continuing our conversation that we had last time with Alex Bailey. So that's in 2 weeks' time. Conversations with Spirit 2 is temporarily on hold. It's just that I am shifting the idea. I'm changing the goalposts a little bit with that particular show. I'm going to be putting a test show out, the Matthew James Medium Hour. I will be putting a pilot test show out on the Matthew James Medium Hour, which is all going to be all me. There's going to be no guests on that particular show. So it's watch out for Facebook event announcements, or watch out on Blog Talk for the test show of Matthew James Medium Hour. Until next time, everybody, it's a goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from him, Mr. Aldous. So, for now, here's a bit of Whitesnake.
I was dreaming of the past. Why do good times never last? can hold on another day. I was home.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.